You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Yorkshire Blogger Awards 2021 took place recently, and we are privileged enough to be joined by the winner of the Disability, Mental Health and Chronic Illness category. Chloe Tia, congratulations and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, thanks. No, it's really great to be speaking with you all.
So can you tell us about the award, because it had a proper ceremony, you were in a room with other people, other bloggers. What was it like when they called your name out?
Yeah, it was really surreal to kind of be at an event and get dressed up for an event. But no, it was really humbling, I think, to be in a room of other people that do what you do. I suppose it didn't matter what they wrote about. There's still kind of that passion and the community you get from blogging. But yeah, when they called my name out, I was certainly shocked. I was like, oh, that means I kind of need to find the stage now and say, give a speech. And it was like, I'd not prepared at all, just because I hadn't expected to win at all. Like, I was up against some really good candidates, and I just thought that my little blog in the corner of the internet kind of wouldn't like reach that. Like, it was so nice to be shortlisted. I was kind of happy enough with that, really. But to be in a room of people from all walks of life who all blog about different things and that all live in Yorkshire, it was kind of a case of we still had those common connections, and just to kind of hear what people wrote about and kind of hear their story in terms of why they started blogging, it was just really nice to get a different perspective, I think.
So speaking of starting blogging, how long have you been running your blog and why did you start it in the first place?
So my blog has been running for 8 years, which is mind-blowing in itself. So I started when I was 15, just going into my GCSEs. And initially my blog was kind of centred around having cerebral palsy and being a student. So I was in mainstream school, starting my GCSEs, and I suppose there wasn't anyone I saw out there on the internet like me, and kind of felt that maybe I could share my lived experiences of what it's like to be in education as a disabled student, but also being a disabled young adult in general. And kind of it just really stemmed from that, and hopefully other people not feeling alone and kind of having that person they could relate to online. And I suppose over the years it's grown quite considerably. You know, I've started to talk about disability, employment, I documented going to university, and then I started writing about my sight loss when I started to lose my vision about 5 years ago.
And how do you decide on what you're going to write about? How do you pick the topics that you talk about? And is it a conscious thing to make sure that you talk about specific things that have happened in your life? Or is it just what feels right to write about at that time?
I think that is one of the hardest but most loveliest things about blogging. You know, to begin with, I was quite regimented. Like, I wanted to produce 2 pieces a month. But I always, you know, in the back of my mind, didn't want it to be forced. I wasn't going to write content for the sake of writing content. When I first started my blog, it was very much kind of diary entries, like, this is what I've done, like, this is how I feel about it, that kind of thing. And then as I got older and kind of developed my niche, it was more, I'd like to say, sophisticated rants, kind of like picking a topic, whether that be stereotypes towards disabled people or employment, and kind of just honing in on that. But most of my ideas would come late at night. It could be something that happened that then sparked the idea, or just kind of sharing my journey in terms of my sight loss. So when I got on the waiting list for a guide dog, for example, or how I've started to use a long cane over the last few years and kind of documenting what it was like and how I felt and kind of quite a holistic approach to it. But I think that that part of my writing is what's helped me. I've always said that I will write for myself, and kind of if it benefits others, then that's a bonus. Like, of course, I want to educate people and raise awareness. But for me, I think writing was almost a way to process what was going on, especially when it came to things like just disability identity, accepting myself. You know, I do speak quite openly about my disability, but that wasn't always the case. And when I started, I was very shy and kind of wouldn't talk about my disability at all. So it's kind of enabled me to do that, but also helped me process things over the years.
I was going to ask you if, when you're writing, whether you're thinking of like a target audience that you want to read it, but it sounds like you don't, and you're just writing for you to help you process what's going on. Do you think that's the main thing that you get out of blogging?
Yeah, I think that's the main thing, definitely. I love the spontaneity of it, and it can just be, this has happened, I want to write about it. Or I suppose just asking what the online community thinks. Like, for example, I'm currently writing a piece about like crafting with a visual impairment. So I kind of reached out on Twitter, good old Twitter, and was like, you know, what are people's top tips? Because I think the most we can learn is from each other. I'm always blown away by people's suggestions, and kind of I've learned so much from other disabled people. You know, whether it's the tips and tricks of how they do things, or how they might explain their disability in a certain circumstance. And actually that thread about being blind and crafting has completely blown up, and I'm like, people actually are interested in this. Whereas it was just kind of an idea that I got when I was crafting myself, and I kind of looked at my setup and I had like a magnification lamp, you know, I had different glasses and all these things that I'd just done over time. But actually I kind of took a step back and looked that it was very much adapted to my needs, and just because you have sight loss doesn't mean you can't do things like that that you might automatically write off, for example.
Have you found that Twitter has been helpful to sort of connect with other disabled people, and also kind of connect with people who might read your blogs?
Yeah, definitely. I love Twitter. From the community it gives you, and the platform and the voice, you know, I think the disabled community on Twitter is a very, really safe space. Don't get me wrong, there are always the goods and bads of social media, but I think for me, the disabled community on Twitter have been extremely helpful over the years, both personally helping me, but also kind of allowing me to get the word out there and kind of spread the awareness that I want to. And I suppose when someone takes the time to reach out, whether they've read a particular post or have made them think in a different way, you know, that's so, well, one, it's very bizarre. I'm like, people actually read this? why are you reading my sophisticated rants? Like, you know, I think sometimes I write a piece and I'm like, I've written that solely for me, and I'm going to put it up and no one's going to know what I'm on about. And actually, sometimes the blog posts you're hesitant to press publish are the ones that people connect with more.
Absolutely. And blogging's a great platform for that as well. It's personal, isn't it? And it's not forced, like you say. It's not telling, it's telling your own story in your own unique way.
Yeah. You know, and I've had people that have only ever read my blog and then have met me in person, and they're like, you're exactly how I imagined. And I find that so bizarre. You know, but then I think that just shows like how powerful writing is, the fact that you can convey almost your personality and how you are in person through text alone is quite powerful.
Well, Chloe, I wish we had more time to talk about all the different topics that you cover and all the work that you do. It's fabulous. But we are running out of time. I just want to ask where people can find out more about you online and read some of your blogs and your sophisticated rants.
So my blog is just chloetia.co.uk, and you can find me on pretty much most social media platforms under the same name. So yeah, I'd love people to reach out if they find anything helpful or if they just want to discuss sophisticated rants.
Great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us, Chloe, and congratulations again on your award.
Thank you.